Honey, thank you very much. There are a lot of people that are the reason I'm getting to stand here tonight, but there's nobody more important and nobody that had more to do that than that beautiful blonde girl that I talked into marrying me some 28 years ago. So, Nita, thank you for your support, honey. I love you. You cannot do things like this without someone like her. And we've been blessed to have two fabulous children in Griffin and Sydney. And I also want to thank my mom and dad for being here tonight. They taught me some great values. It was, they told me the same kind of Texas values that have made this state so great. And I really want to thank all of you for being here tonight to help us celebrate a very important moment in our party's history. You know, a little bit ago, I took a phone call from Senator Hutchison, and she gave her, extended her congratulations, and I'm greatly appreciative of the very gracious way that she offered the support to us in the upcoming campaign and to unite the party together as we go forward. I thanked her. I thanked her for her kindness. I thanked her for the campaign that she had won. I gratefully accepted her offer to work with her and to unite the party to move forward. And I really look forward to working with her and her supporters over the next 8 months as we go forward. So, you know, there are some folks who have watched this campaign with great interest in 2008, or I should say, there were folks who were watching the national campaign in 2008, and they started to celebrate at what they considered to be the end of the Republican Party and the final nail in the coffin of American conservatism. But there were a string of victories that have come along here lately. There was a victory in New Jersey. There was a victory in Virginia. There was a victory in Massachusetts. And now there has been a victory in Texas. And I think the message is pretty clear. Conservatism has never been stronger than it is today. And we're taking our country back. One vote at a time, one election at a time. This election was about hardworking Texans sending a simple, compelling message to Washington. Quit spending all the money. Stop trying to take over our lives and our businesses. You know, the numbers indicate that a lot of people, a lot of new people, participated in this election process, and I think that bodes well for our state because it means people are awake, they are energized, they are aware of the power that they hold in their hands because people are paying attention. Washington cannot hide from the fact that Congress hiked the national debt ceiling to $14.3 trillion. They cannot hide from the fact, they cannot conceal that the budget that they're going forward with has more than a $5 trillion debt in it over the next 5 years. They cannot hide from that. Voters are aware. Voters are aware of Washington's intent to enact laws and regulations that will cripple our energy industry and kill jobs all across this country, but particularly in Texas. They are trying to impose national education standards that will reduce the quality of our workforce, negotiate a health care bill that would decrease our ability to have good health care and cost billions of dollars for the people of this country. Today, the votes of those informed citizens were tallied, and there was a resounding message that is reverberating all the way from Texas to Washington, D.C. Texas voters said no. They said no to Washington bureaucrats making decisions that state leaders and citizens should be making for themselves. They said no to legislation that will kill jobs and drive people out of our economy. They said no to a culture of reckless spending and policies that endanger our children's future. However, Republican voters didn't say no to everything. They said a resounding yes to leadership that controls spending, fights for individual freedoms, and the United States Constitution. So from Driftwood, Texas to Washington, D.C., we are sending you a message tonight. Stop messing with Texas! Stop messing with Texas. That message resonates. It resonates across our state. And I've seen the energy and the enthusiasm all across the state during this campaign like I've never seen before in my life. You know, whether you're a fiscal conservative, whether you're a social conservative, whether you're a Tea Party patriot, or heck, Dad, even if you're a disgruntled conservative Democrat, we welcome you to help us and be here with us today. We're glad you are in the game and making a difference. Whether you voted for me or one of my very able opponents, I'm going to work to unite the Republican team to win in November by carrying the torch of limited government, unlimited opportunity, and good jobs for Texas. I have said many times during this campaign, there is a land of opportunity in America today, and it is called Texas. And it's strong today. Texas is strong today for a few simple reasons that reflect the conservative principles by the majority of Texans. Phil, we didn't spend all the money last legislative session. That is a simple concept. We sustained a predictable and a fair regulatory climate. We reformed our legal system where that we don't have oversuing in this state, and we have created an accountable public school system that delivers a skilled workforce. That is not fancy stuff, but it is simple stuff, and it works. In the months ahead, the challenges we're facing are very clear. We got to continue to tell the story of our successes here in Texas. We got to defend the conservative values that have made them possible, and we got to remain attuned to the threat by a federal government that continues to overreach, overspend, and try to overdraw our children's bank accounts in the future. It is clear that the Obama administration and its allies already have Texas in their crosshairs. And I can probably assure you that we're going to get all kinds of special attention in the future. But until Washington gets its priorities into order and it retreats to the boundaries that are detailed in the 10th Amendment, we're going to keep working in this state to sustain an economy here in Texas, an economy that leading economic minds have basically said is going to be the last in and the first out of this recession that's going on. Yeah. But we're going to be able, we're going to continue to allow hardworking Texans like I've had the great opportunity to visit with all across this state. And I'm going to tell you, there is no better team of hardworking Texans than the Republican team that I've been working with over the course of the last year. Thank you for being here tonight. You see, there ain't no better place to call home than the Lone Star State. With our people, with our shared values, with our mutual love of liberty, we're going to keep Texas strong with Texas values and experienced leadership. I want to leave you with a quote from Ronald Reagan for you just to consider tonight. Senator, he said that the common sense and common decency of ordinary men and women working out their own lives in their own way, that is the heart of American conservatism today. How right he is. That common sense, that common decency remains the heart of conservatism, not just in Texas, but in America. So let's sustain it. Let's sustain it with passion and with energy. The same kind of passion and energy that brought the victory to us tonight. Keep our state moving boldly into the future. God bless you, and through you, may God continue to bless the great state of Texas.